Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to the episode of this week. I am very happy that you are listening again. And this week I want to talk about a topic that impacts us all in our everyday life, always to a certain extent. It was also impacting me a lot during the last weeks, the last month and years, basically, or actually I would say since I made the big decision to move to Finland for my own and to find a job here and build up a new life here, and then also everything that came after this. And I'm talking exactly about this topic, how to make a decision, how to make a quick decision, how to make a good decision. And this can be for the very big topics in life, like should I move to another place, should I move to another city or even to another country, should I quit my job, should I change my job, should I change the environment I am in, or then of course the very small decisions that we have to make every day, like when should I get up in the morning, early or maybe a little bit later, or which bus should I take to work, and when I go to a restaurant, what do I choose there? And I think you all know this problem, or I think some people are more spontaneous, others are less spontaneous, that sometimes you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu and you know immediately, so yes, hey, this is the thing I have the most appetite for and this is what I want to have. Or in other situations, you look on the menu and you're not able to decide. You have these two dishes in mind and you can't decide. Do you more like to have this one or maybe more the other one? And you wait until the very last minute, until the waiter comes to your table and then asks you, what do you want to have? And then out of a sudden you think, okay, I'm choosing dish one. And then the waiter leaves the table and you're immediately thinking like, was that the right decision? Or would have the other dish been better? Or maybe the taste would have been better, or the portion size would have been better, or it would have been more healthier or whatever. So, and we always have this kind of fear that we choose something and it would turn out in the end that it was the wrong decision. And I think this is all what we want to avoid. But then of course there's also the risk that we don't make decisions at all. And I think this is the worst case, that you just be, or that you just keep yourself in a very hesitant state, not even brave enough to make a decision. And then nothing will change. I mean, in a restaurant, it would mean that you don't get anything to eat. This is the simplest example. But of course, with all the other things in your life, if you are too hesitant to make any decision out of the fear that you would decide for the wrong thing, then in my opinion, this is actually the worst case. Because if you're unsatisfied with a situation and you actually want to change something and you have the feeling that you have to make a decision, and yet then you don't make this decision because you have an even bigger fear that it would be something, or that the decision would be wrong, and then nothing changes. And I think this is the biggest risk, or this is the worst decision that you can make, deciding that you don't want to decide anything. And there are certain tips and tools how you can make good decisions, or that can help you to make quick and good decisions. And I want to explain three of these tips and tools here to you that I also use for myself in everyday life, no matter if it comes to small things or then to bigger things that I'm confronted with. And the first tip or the first tool how to make a good decision, and especially how to make a quick decision, is exactly to be quick and to listen to yourself, to listen to your intuition, to listen to your gut feeling. And of course, this is then more about deciding about the small things, about this, or regarding the small problems that you have in your everyday life. You're like, what do you choose when you go to a restaurant that you really feel, okay, what is really the appetite that I have? What does my body really need? Really listening to your gut feeling, to your intuition, and choosing that. That can mean that you order a pizza, also your mind or even your friends or your family would tell you, yeah, but the salad would be more healthy. I mean, in this case, if your appetite is really there for the pizza and you have the feeling this is what your body needs at the moment, this is the energy that you need, then I think pretty much you're allowed to make this quick decision and go for it. So I think you can really apply for yourself that kind of a 5-second rule, that you count in your own head from 5 down to 0, and within these 5 seconds you're making the decision. And this is then what you're going to order, or this is then what you're going to take. And within these 5 seconds, there will be your intuition talking to you. There will be that screaming inside yourself that, hell yes, I want this or that. And if you hear this inner voice, then yes, then go for it. Because if that comes out of your intuition and out of your gut feeling, you can then be really sure that this is, or that decision that you are making based on this, this is according to your values. And it's not that you have to listen to any kind of so-called brain fuck then you have then, or whatever your rational mind or your rational thinking or even the rational arguments of others tell you that, yeah, but maybe you should better choose this or that. If you have that intuitive feeling, go for it. So as the first hint, how to make a quick decision, especially for the small things. Then the second tip or the second tool for a good decision to make you feel more comfortable, what is the right thing for you when it then comes to some bigger things that you have to decide, bigger decisions that you have to make, and you have some kind of issue or you have some kind of problem. And that can be already a decision regarding, should you change the job? Or should you, for example, have a discussion with your manager? Or should you go for a special education? Something like this. There is, I would say, a very classic tool, maybe even something expected here, maybe not in this context, but if you have a decision to make, which is a yes or no thing for something, then the tool is to flip a coin. And maybe you wonder now, or think how crazy that idea is, if you should make your decision based on a coincidence, whether you flip a coin and what is the result of that. But I mean that in a little bit different context. So it's actually not meaning that you flip the coin and you take the result and you're making the decision according to that. The idea is more that if you have this decision to make, whether it's a yes or no for something, and you are not sure what you have to choose or what you should choose, that if you flip a coin once and you say head or tail, like for example, head means yes, tail means no. So you flip the coin, you see what the result is, and then you observe yourself. So if you have a decision to make and the coin shows you a result that means, yes, you should go for it. If this is the result, then observe yourself. What is your first thinking if you see that result from that flipped coin? If you see the head and you think like, oh, luckily that was the result, then I think you understand now what I mean, that this really confirms you that this is actually your inner thinking, that you're kind of relaxed when you see the result, that okay, this is what the coin shows you, that confirms you, so yes, this is actually the result what you wanted. But if you flip the coin and you see the head and you have the immediate reaction in your mind thinking like, do I maybe have another attempt to do this? Then this is exactly the indication that you shouldn't go for the yes, you should go for the no. If this is your immediate feeling, and if this is your gut feeling, and this is this kind of experiment that you can make. Flipping that coin once, allowing yourself only to flip that coin once, and observe yourself, what happens? How is your inner voice reacting when you see the result? And then make the decision that you have to make based on this observation. And the third tool I want to introduce you here, and this is now really, I would say, for the really, really big things. So if you have to make a decision that really impacts your, maybe not your entire life, but at least the next months or years in your life, or what can really have certain consequences, this is then the good old list of pros and cons. But you can actually split that into 4 points. Because if you have a decision to make, or if you think you have to change something, and you want to think about should you do that or not, then this pros and cons list would look like that. First, if you want to achieve a certain result, you would list the pros, listing what are the advantages if you do that. I think this is something that is quite easy, because I think this is already driving your thinking if you should make the decision in this or this way, or what the situation is, and you have already a picture in mind. Then of course you can list the disadvantages if you don't do it. I think this is again something of the obvious, something you might have already thought about, like for example, if you stay in your job, or if you don't move to another country, then everything would stay as it is, right? This would be the disadvantage if you don't do it, if you don't decide to change something, or if you don't want to start to achieve a certain result. Then the third step would be that you list the disadvantages if you do it. So you, let's say you're making the decision to change something and you're creating a certain result for yourself, or you go for a certain project or whatever. What are the disadvantages if you do that? And I think this is something where you have to listen a little bit more to yourself, because that then really reflects what are the actual fears that you have with that. What are the fears that you have in mind? What is it that you are scared of? Because if you would not have that fear, or if you would not be scared of anything, then you would have already done it, right? But something is hindering you. And that question, what is the disadvantage if you do that? This is exactly showing you your fears and where you have a better self-reflection. Okay, what has hindered you doing that until the present day? And how do you see that fears? What kind of securities do you need? What needs to be changed in the setup, or what else do you need to remove these fears to go for this decision, or better let it be? And then the fourth step would be that you list to complete this pattern that you list the advantages if you don't do it. Because this is also what is keeping you in the situation in which you're still in, that you haven't changed anything so far, because there are obvious advantages that you have not made a decision yet, or that you have not changed something yet. And these advantages would, for example, be that you are still in your comfort zone, that it is also nice that you don't need to have any fears, you don't have anything to worry about. So this is a very good self-reflection exercise if you really have to make a big decision. Like, do you want to move to another country? Like, for example, like me, if you come from abroad and you want to move to Finland, or if you live in Finland and you don't like it anymore, do you want to move to another country? Or if you're not happy anymore in your job, or you have another offer, or you're just thinking of quitting your job and look for something completely different, this is a very good exercise for self-reflection also to identify dogmas that limit you, or fears that have limited you so far to go for that certain step. And that exercise really means that you're really deep diving into the situation, really imagining how it would be if you make a decision, if you go for a change. If this comes true, what does it really mean? How would you feel in this specific situation if you do that? Thinking of all the details, and then in the same context, how will you feel, or how would you feel if you don't do it? And you can do this exercise to a very detailed extent and try to take all aspects into account, or even repeating it after a couple of days. But then that should really give you much more clarity. And I think if you are in front of such a decision, of course you still have an intuitive feeling, you still have a gut feeling. But then especially for these kind of big things, it is then very good to have these arguments, these pros and cons, these advantages and disadvantages also listed. So writing it down on a sheet of paper, having it listed in front of you to really have all the arguments in place to make you feel as secure as possible to go for a change. But as said, in my opinion, I think the best way is always, if you have the feeling you are unsatisfied with something, you are unhappy with something, go for a change. Because the worst decision that you can make would be you're not happy, you're not satisfied with your life, but you decide nevertheless to keep everything as it is.